This story playing out against the backdrop of years of bad history between the U.S. and Iran, but also the delicate nuclear deal. And of course, as Mick mentioned, the president about to speak to the nation. Let's go to Andrea Mitchell now, our chief foreign affairs correspondent. What's been going on behind the scenes today?
It has been frantic. Lester, politically, this could not have happened at a worse time. Only hours before the State of the Union address, when the president had planned to talk about the fact that Iran had gotten rid of most of its nuclear fuel, and this nuclear deal lifting sanctions on Iran was only days away from being implemented. So behind the scenes, there was quite a scramble. Secretary of State Kerry ran out of a meeting with top officials from the Philippines to call Iran's foreign minister Zarif, Kerry explaining that the Navy ships had sailed into Iranian waters by accident. After a while, Iranian officials called back and promised the release of the sailors promptly. But Republican critics like Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio already are saying this exposes President Obama's Iran policy. State Department officials say it proves exactly the opposite, that if this had happened a year ago, before Kerry and Iran had negotiated the deal, hardliners in Iran would have made sure the sailors would not get out at all. Lester, they say daylight now is when they'll get out.